It's the Rise FM Drive with Zuki and Lily. The husky voice thing is not intentional. Sometimes it just happens. Seriously.
Who said you got a husky voice?
Jeb. Our listeners. It's an apparent thing. Anyway, Zuki mentioned earlier on that we'll be chatting to Dr. John Molepo, a senior lecturer and program manager or leader for public administration at the University of Mpumalanga. He's on the line right now. Welcome to the Rise FM Drive, Doctor.
Hey, good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners. No, we are fine. We're doing very well, and hopefully you are also doing very well.
Yeah, we're good. We're masking and sanitizing all the way. So can you please say hi to the doc?
Hey, doc.
Hi.
I also you have issues that need money, but we'll talk about that later.
Oh, she's trying to... Oh, wow. Is that why you're quiet? It's just behavior.
I'm quiet.
Doctor, amazing, amazing work you're doing. So you're assisting through Thusangwana Genu Project, right? So far assisting around 500 students with registrations, tuition, outstanding fees. You also donated mini libraries, covered books of over 150 schools. Question I want to ask you, one-word question, how?
One-word question, how?
How?
Well, you know, to someone else, you know, is the simplest translated, help your brethren. So we've been in existence for over 5 years now. We've been assisting different, you know, schools. We've been assisting students with tuition fees. We've been painting schools. We've been covering books. We've been assisting students with their driver's license and learners. So so we've been doing very well in our communities, particularly our universities, to assist and both students. But what is central how is the question that the, you know, hard work, the decision from our volunteers who come to say, let's go and plow back to our communities. Because some of us, we made it. Why can we also encourage and make sure that the other crop that is, you know, growing, the future leaders, let us assist them.
Chelete, sorry to ask, I'm not prying. It's okay, Chelete, Kana.
Well, you know, this, the money comes from our people who donate. You know, inside we go to the robots and we request funds, and then most taxi drivers donate. Even individuals will donate. But I must thank our taxi drivers out there. They're doing very well. Whenever we're at the robots, they're the one who contribute a lot towards the success of the project. But we also have donors with financial capability. Like, for an example, last year we offered close to $1 million, but it was attached to a particular institution. We're going to donate $1 million, but the institution we're going to donate to a particular institution. You, as to someone around you, then identify students. Those who are in need of those particular funds. So we've been doing that. And others, they will come, they will adopt the student. Like, yeah, let's say, Rookie there says, I want to adopt a student for 3 years until the person finishes the degree. So then it happens, something like that. And we, some, like myself, I also donate to the association.
Okay, so how do you choose the people that you assist?
Well, mostly they do apply to us. They approach us.
Okay.
That they are looking for a particular funding, but our community sees and look into the application and assist. But mostly those who came, if we have funding, we do assist.
Doctor, do you have a story, a personal story of getting assistance from either your community, family members, just people you didn't even know maybe? Is that what inspired you to be a part of this?
Yeah, well, when I was with my children, when I wanted to go to the university, I currently did not have anything at all. I was assisted by a person. Even my duration when I was busy studying, one good Samaritan decided to, you know, give sponsor me with some food and so on. So, to me, it really plays a fundamental role to plow back to the community. Because I live by the African proverb to say that if you want to go far, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. So It simply means that we need to be, you know, united, and all of us need to assist one another.
Help each other out, yeah.
Yeah, we need to assist. Like, for an example, if Zuki doesn't have anything, but I have influence, I can assist. Let us assist.
Yes, my doctor. Speak my language. You speak my language, the doc. Thank you so much. And of course, we saw the poster that you guys put out on Instagram by the University of Mpumalanga and the tweet. You're doing great, phenomenal work, and may you continue.
And thank you very much. And we are appealing to the society out there. If you know any child who needs funding, please, you're more than welcome to come to us. We are definitely going to us.
Is there an age restriction?
No. We don't.
Yeah, but what's a child? So Lily, if she decides she wants to study because she wants to be a comedian, if she wants to go study in Mhlambe language literacy to change, and in Mhlambe, in the comedy Afrikaans, yafundi linguistics, she can come to you guys.
Remember our assistant doesn't. We don't look at the courses. We just look at the case of the person that the person really needs.
No, she needs help. Really shame. She does.
Yeah.
No, I'm good, doctor. I could even come to your practice and throw some jokes to you know, patients who are struggling and who just need a good time and a good laugh. When you say come to us, what do you mean? Do they go to the University of Mpumalanga? How do they come to you?
Oh, no, they can easily get me through my social media, John English Mulepo, or they can go to www.tusangwanarenu.co.za.
Tusangwanarenu. Thank you for joining us on the Rise FM Drive. Zuki will be in touch.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care, Doc.